Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Calm down. Everything will be all right. We'll make it through the day. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why do I say that? Calm down and everything will be all right. It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, but, no. Oh,
yes.
No.
It's a healing revolution Friday the 13th. So we counteract all of that bad stuff. And we are certainly going to do that today on the show. And Super Don, good morning to you. I hope you're all right. Get your Blue Mountain coffee on the way to you from Jamaica. So eventually you'll be really all right.
I am so looking forward to that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm terrible. Smells I drink coffee all the time. But if you're going to do it, you should drink the good stuff.
Might as well make it the best stuff, the mountain-grown stuff from Jamaica. Anyway, this is quite an extraordinary day for all of the things we have to cover, starting out with some vaccine news. The flu shot, another flu shot death, in this case, a little baby, basically. This is an amazing story as they continue to focus on, oh, my gosh, you know, these kids need to get flus. Actually, it's a 7-year-old, but, you know, you think of as a parent, my little girl is 6 and a half. She's still my baby. You know what I'm saying?
Robert, I've got a 15-year-old daughter.
She's still my baby.
So that doesn't change. That's something you have to look forward to.
Well, you know, as my kids get into the teen years, I'm consulting you or anybody else that has had teenagers for
it's
help.
It's fun. Right? It's fun. Yeah. If you don't have gray hair yet, you will.
Oh, boy. I do a bit.
Okay.
But here's the story, and it's coming through vaxtruth.org. Death by flu shot. 7-year-old receives flu vaccine and then dies 4 days later. This is, you just don't die at seven like that. And even within, of course, they'll say it's not the flu shot because, oh, wait, what didn't happen within 3 minutes or 3 seconds? Because if it's beyond that, it's not the shot. It's not the vaccine. But this is the story from an independent news source in Vermont. Kaylin Matten was taken by her parents for an annual physical back in December of last year, early December. During the physical, Kaylin was given a flu vaccine. 4 days later, she was dead. She wasn't even sick when she went to the doctor. So there was no pre-existing condition, and they give a flu shot. That, you know, this is the crime against humanity that is occurring here that is enabled by the government, by the CDC. You know, when they say, well, there's 3,000 to 49,000 deaths every year, which we talk about the bunk statistics that they use. And yet this person, this little child will not be a statistic of flu. They won't even say it's a flu vaccine statistic, but we're going to cover it here. In fact, we're going to talk a bit about the flu with Dr. King today, because there's also some news out of New Jersey, which is Pharmaceutical Central in the United States, about forced flu shots for healthcare providers. Plus, radical new scary strains are trying to frighten us again, and this whole thing will be whitewashed over the fact that a little child has lost her life due to getting this shot. And Don, I'm just containing myself, my outrage with this and more. And another story here, and by the way, this one I've got linked up, of course, as I have all the stories at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there, robertscottbell.com, or if you're not already getting the updates via naturalnewsradio.com, just go there, sign up, email alerts free for you. We'll get you updated every day. And if you have questions about anything, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And yes, I will be covering the mystery of the 12 schoolgirls in New York developing a debilitating mystery illness in the realm of Tourette syndrome, strange tics, and the thing that the media will not mention. This is really, Don, this is X-Files.
It's another story where we have to take a look at it and go, maybe vaccines? Yeah. Interesting. You know, strange coincidence. It's like with this story of the 7-year-old that died. You know, she wasn't sick when they brought her in. She got the vaccine. 4 days later, she's dead. And then you've got the officials, you know, that go, well, you know, we're not convinced that it had anything to do with the vaccine because it's very rare that there anything happened from a flu shot. Yet you look at the you know, if nothing else, the circumstantial evidence in here in these situations, whether it's this one or the story that we're going to get into next hour, mm-hmm. that, you know, what are the odds? What are the odds that everything's fine, get the flu shot or get a vaccine of some sort, and then suddenly something happens? Just coincidence.
Don, as I say, never tell me the odds.
But all right,
C-3PO. But in fact, on next hour when I cover this story, the odds of this happening, you're going to hear something so astounding, so astronomical, it's beyond science fiction. So that's why this is an X-File story, if there ever was one. And I have it linked up, including the videos of the news coverage where they're refusing to mention what we, pretty certain, with a great degree of certainty, know is really happening there. Now, that's coming up as well. As I said, we've got Dr. Frank King. We'll also talk about breast cancer. Hey, Friday the 13th, you know that there are remedies for paranoia and stuff? We'll actually give you some options there. If you know anybody that's really outrageously superstitious, this ought to be fun. We'll be able to cover that as well. There's another story, too, about vaccines and medical journals. They're now openly questioning the science and the ethics of vaccines, particularly in this case, the HPV shot, which we did right from the beginning, Don, where we, acknowledge that the human papillomavirus was not even the cause, the verified and validated cause of cervical cancer. So the whole thing starts on a lie to begin with. And then even if it were the cause, that it doesn't protect you from developing it because, well, I'm just going to go off my chair here.
Yes, we were ahead of the curve, as we often are.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame. It's a shame. You know, we see these things. You know, we see these things when they're coming. We do our best to try and get people to understand. And, you know, we count on the listeners to take this information and share this with other people to get the word out. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you've got a disease that is being caused by some mysterious phantom cause that the media and the big pharmaceutical companies are out there doing their best to convince you exists, you know, it's so obvious that they're doing this for financial gain.
By the way,
it's through fear and advertising. You know, I mean, how often are you seeing these damn commercials on TV? Every commercial break, you know, is about some drug, about some disease that's either inconvenient or is going to kill you. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's so obvious that it's just to sell, you know, just to sell their wares.
Right, right. Well, this article here, and it's up on Natural News. I've got it linked. Medical Journal openly questions science ethics of HPV vaccinations. They clearly state the obvious in their abstract of this study by stating that vaccines represent a special category of drugs generally given to healthy individuals, and therefore a small level of risk for adverse event reactions is acceptable. To me, that's not acceptable, but that's the evilness, in my mind, of the medical establishment, the vaccine establishment, that they look at people and they're willing to sacrifice them. That's collectivism. That's medical collectivism.
You know, Robert, I mean, let's think about this. We're talking about the HPV vaccine, right? Yeah. They have been trying to figure out how to get this vaccine stuck into everybody walking on the face of the earth. You know, it starts off with little girls.
Yep.
Then it goes, well, let's do older girls too. Well, I think maybe older women should get it too. Yep. Oh, you know what? How about the boys? I think the boys should get it. Oh, wait a minute. You know, and I go through these headlines every day, as you know, as I'm going through stuff, trying to figure out what we can talk about for the day. And just story after story, it's kind of died off now, but there was story after story talking about how the HPV will cause this problem. And, oh, it's also linked to this disease over here. And it also causes this disease over here. Trying to build up the case that everybody needs to take get this HPV shot because HPV is going to, you know, just be this huge pandemic that's going to cause 30 different diseases and is linked to death in everybody in the country and in the world. You know, it doesn't matter whether it's Gardasil or Cervarix or whatever. You know, they're doing everything they can to build the case that everybody needs to get this shot. So when you say that they come out and say, well, it's just a small percentage, they're trying to make it on everybody.
No, but what
the only
happens,
reason it's a small percentage is
Don,
because that's all they've been able to get away with. So
what
far.
Happens when it's your child that is that small percentage? And this is my point. They do not believe in individual care and treatment of disease, much less prevention. It's all about collectivism and
herd immunity.
Mentality, herd immunity, yes. Collectivism, the great evil. If there is an evil on planet Earth, it is collectivism. And the slicksters in big pharma and big government and big media, they're all about promoting this concept of collectivism. But look at the flu shot death in the little girl, the 7-year-old we just referenced. Now, had she had the vaccinoplex from King Bio, you know, we talk about vaccinosis. You've heard me say that. People don't know about vaccinosis. Like, what the hell is vaccinosis? And, of course, homeopaths have known about it forever since there's been vaccines, the adverse events associated with vaccination. And so we have remedies to counteract it. And I don't know if we could save this girl, but my God, if she had just had some homeopathics to counteract it, and if she had just had, for instance, the flu formula, the homeopathic flu formula, from King Bio, her parents might have been willing to say, oh, you don't jab my daughter with that. We've got another way to go here. And that's the sad thing. Now, Merck's, going back to the HPV shot, in this article, Merck's clinical trials, they acknowledge, were flawed because they used an aluminum adjuvant as a placebo and only used saline as a comparative for minor non-serious adverse reactions. With serious adverse reactions, they pooled the results from the saline group and the aluminum placebo group. By doing this, they concealed the true rate of serious reactions. So ethics and medical ethics, in this case, an oxymoron. Money talks, nobody walks, but the vaccine is injuring and, in fact, killing. And again, we'll cover this story more next hour about the ticks and the Tourette's and etc. And that. By the way, I do think we have listeners today. I was worried about it yesterday. We were off the hook with Liam and Richard
Pearl.
That
was good radio. That was good radio. You know, when the three of you guys get into the studio, the chemistry is so awesome. I mean, it's always a good show with you guys on there. And, okay, look, yeah, do you guys kind of push the envelope a little bit and push the intellectual anarchy to the limit sometimes? Absolutely. But, you know, that's what we do on this show. We do a little bit of everything, and sometimes we're gonna push the envelope on some certain subjects. And, you know, I think people responded really well to it.
Yeah, we got some props. People really appreciated the political incorrectness of it. And I guess that's what new media is all about, the willingness to say things that are not sayable. And we did it pretty much. I don't think we used any four-letter words, did we? You didn't bleep us?
No.
All right. So we kept it sort of clean, even though it was irreverent and funny and hysterical and crazy. And you know, a little bit of cringing going on, but we're still here. You're still here. We are grateful. Maybe I'm too milquetoast every day without those guys, huh?
Oh, no. No, we like to have fun. You know, sometimes we cover the health, we cover the political, and sometimes we, you know, we just kind of sit down and have some fun and talk about some issues that people probably aren't going to hear on any other radio station.
Well, we like the message of Ron Paul in so many ways, as you know, and one of his messages is so very important. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. You've got to have fun along the way, and even though we have to cover horrific issues and events like the death of the 7-year-old, which there's no way to make light of that. But in order to maintain our sanity in reporting on these things, we have to find other means by which we can, you know, transition from those intensities to the other stories that we cover. Including, hey, here's one good study before we hit our first break here. There's a neocon, Charles Krauthammer. Neocon.
Krauthammer, absolutely.
Krauthammer, yeah.
No,
he has never said a nice thing. Nice thing about Ron Paul. Never.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I see Krauthammer all the time, and I'm trying to remember which show it is, whether it's Meet the Press or if it's – I think it's the This Week on ABC is the one that he's normally a commentator on. And, you know, sometimes, you know, he's got good commentary, good opinions. He's pretty,
but you know where
guy.
He's coming from, but that neocon
He's never had any really good things to say about Ron Paul. You're right.
Yeah.
Something happened. And it's – I got to tell you, there's a phenomenon, Robert, that we are witnessing
in the
with
midst
Ron
of it.
Paul. And there are so many people that are coming around now. Even Byron York had something decent to say about Ron Paul, I think, in an article yesterday. Byron York is a – I won't say it. I hate the guy. But everybody suddenly now, all the people that at one point were bashing and trying to marginalize Ron Paul, mm-hmm. now are coming around and trying to figure out some way to kind of get on that Ron Paul train as, you know, hey, he's kind of a good guy, kind of a nice guy, has some nice ideas, you know. Yeah. And it's funny because all of the people that were on that train to begin with and have been on that train for a long time are looking at these people now and saying, oh – nice.
Well, a 30-year track record plus, and although his son Rand Paul has only been in the Senate for a short time, you wonder, is he going to live up to those high ideals? Turns out the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Rand Paul returning $500,000, $500,000 in his office budget, Senate office budget, to the U.S. Treasury. Is it possible that there will be more principled men and women entering, running? We know we've covered Tisha Cassidy running for Congress out in Colorado. There is a movement afoot, and it is growing, and it cannot be contained, restrained, or put into any FEMA camp anywhere. And that's the message of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot of healing to do. Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution, coming up in a little while. Also, Tom Mullen returns. We're going to talk about some real history. Were there any libertarians at the dawning of the American Revolution and these United States? Newt Gingrich ought to listen. So should Rick Santorum. Maybe Romney could learn a thing or two from Tom Mullen. We'll be doing that and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Your calls, 866-939-BELL, whenever you like, 24/7. Leave a message. More powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In today's show notes, I have a link to an article written by the Arab American News up there in Detroit. A very passionate and loyal listener to the program interviewed me and my cohort, Liam Sheff, about the NDAA, violations of many amendments of the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights associated with the Obama administration, trying to lock everybody up that doesn't agree with them. And you can check that out online at robertscottbell.com. I've got the link up, and it's about Obama signing indefinite detentions bill on New Year's Eve as rights watchdogs plan counteractions.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Can you imagine? They've actually interviewed us in a newspaper.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We're impressive.
Well, it isn't to impress. It's just to say that the message of liberty is getting out, of course, to all the alternative news sources or sites. But these are the ones not controlled by the New World Odor Eaters. I mean, these are independent sources that can then be marginalized. Oh, they're not the mainstream. Well, that's good. The mainstream is so toxic.
Of course, you know what's going to happen is the neocons would see that and say, oh, look, they're in the Arab American news. They must be terrorists.
Right, exactly.
We need to indefinitely detain that guy.
Yeah, you don't believe in indefinite detentions, therefore we must detain you.
Right.
And here's something where Uber Lib Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, she'll even get this. You know, she understands that as much as she's, like you said, an Uber Lib in many times a negative context where she goes off the deep end. But
sometimes she gets it right.
Sometimes
though,
she does.
I've got to give her props. The other night, she mm-hmm. did a bit on the fact that Rick Perry has not qualified.
Well, he didn't qualify for the debates. Yeah.
He didn't. I mean, all of the rules that CNN set out for him to be in the debates, he has not met, yet they're letting him in. And it was actually, you know, sometimes she gets it right, but you know, you've heard people say that a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, okay. I suppose that would apply to Rachel Maddow. But yeah, you got to give her credit when she deserves it.
Yeah, exactly. And she did also a piece earlier in the year about backtracking on all the promises of Obama on civil liberties, et cetera, related to this shredding of the Constitution. But they still don't get it because they'll still bad talk Ron Paul. Why? Because, well, he's not a statist. And they still believe that the state can be controlled and it can be a force for good. And, of course, the founders understood this, and we'll cover this with Tom Mullen later today, that government was force. It was a dangerous beast that had to be constrained by the chains of the Constitution. And unless you have that perspective, you still are in this benevolent fairyland that so many Americans on the left still are. And honestly, so many neocons on the right still are, although they're losing the battle because the Ron Paul wing of the Republican Party and the independents and the Democrats coming over are beginning to recognize it. And that is a force that will have to be so-called reckoned with, but will not be contained. It's different now. They're seeing through the lies. Now, I'm not under the impression that, again, it's all over. We don't have to do anything anymore. We still got our work to do. But first of all, we have to get through stories like this from Big Pharma. Hey, there's a new pill that helps you to stay fit without exercise. What is this? The Jetsons? I mean, it's a cartoon now. A new drug that could provide... Listen to this. New treatment for a range of obesity-related disorders without a need to hit the gym has been developed by scientists. I'm not buying it. You believe it?
Well, listen. This is the magic pill that Big Pharma has been looking for years, because that's what people want. They don't want to exercise. They don't want to eat right. They just want to take a pill that's going to magically make them lose weight and make them look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something, right?
Yes.
And so I came across this and I thought, oh, this is interesting. Looks like somebody finally has come up with something they think is the magic pill to fight obesity. Huh. So I'm reading through this article and I hit a point in this article where I was like, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. This is completely contradicting itself.
Yeah.
It says they've created a pill that provides the same benefits of exercising without the exertion. Okay. This has to do with a newly identified hormone that increases in the body during exercise, and they found a way to manipulate this to fool the body into thinking that it's exercising.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going on. And then I come to the sentence where it says, but doctors warn that the pill should not be used to replace exercising.
Wait a second. That's what the pill was for.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I go back to the headline. New pill that helps you stay fit without exercise. And then doctors warn the pill should not be used to replace exercising. What? But wait a minute. This totally contradicts itself. Here's a pill that you can take so you don't have to exercise, but don't skip exercising. You know, I'm sorry. Human nature, if people get a hold of this pill, they're not going to take it and then go jog around the block. They're going to take the pill because they think, now I don't have to exercise. And I'll tell you what, if they get this thing on the market, this thing is going to go gangbusters. Because
well, this relates to another story. This is off of healthfinder.gov. Car and TV ownership now are being tied to higher risk for heart attack.
Oh, geez.
Do you own a car? Yes. Do you have a TV? Do you have five TVs? Well, you're at higher risk of heart attack.
You're going to die. Yeah. Well, yeah. What happens if you have a DVD player in your SUV? Wow, you're really
done for. Don't even bother waking up. Oh, man.
It's so silly. And you know, the message they're trying to get across in that article is that having a sedentary lifestyle is not good for your heart. They could have done that in two sentences. Okay, duh. I don't think there's anybody out there that would not agree with that or probably doesn't understand that. But for some reason in this study, they decided to single out people that have cars and have TVs. Because obviously, if you need to get from point A to point B and you get in a car and you drive, obviously you'd get more exercise if you rode a bike instead, right? Or let's say if you go home and you sit down and you watch TV for entertainment instead of, you know, going dancing or something, yes, you're going to get less exercise that way. But yeah, I mean, think about it. You know, people who have dinner tables with chairs are more prone to have heart attacks. Why? Because you're sitting down when you're eating food instead of standing up, right?
Well, and
people
also,
who
have
the internet are more prone to having heart attacks because you're sitting down rather, you know, what are you supposed to do? You know, like tie a smartphone to a stick, attach it to your head so you have to stand up and walk. You know, I mean, it's a silly study.
You know, one more thing, aging, being old is evidence of a drug deficiency, right? I mean, I wanted to do, you mentioned dancing and I thought of my mom because she just dances. She's, like I said, she's 77. She goes out dancing all the time. She was visiting and she went home. She had to drive 670 miles to get home with her sister who's 83. And I thought, well, they'll break up the trip to go halfway. Talk to her later in the day. Say, hey, mom, how's it going? How's the trip? Where'd you end up landing? She says, I'm 20 miles from home. She went the whole day, 670 miles with her sister who doesn't drive. Another story.
Wow.
Again, more examples of the ludicrousness of what we've accepted as aging, much less as weight loss, what we've accepted as sedentary, and what we've accepted as, oh, you can prevent HPV infections, which will then cause a disease that it doesn't cause, the cancer, and on and on and on. And then, of course, the flu shot killing children and on. Listen, we've got some X-File stuff to do today because why? Hey, it's Friday the 13th. It's the Healing Revolution. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, we cover stories like nowhere else in media. Super Don's at the helm making us sound so good. And, of course, we got Dr. Frank King from King Bio coming up. Next hour, I'm going to cover the mysterious story out of Leroy, New York, and that is about the Tourette's, the tick stuff, what it's related to, what they cannot mention, and why it's a federal issue. Wow, weird stuff. We got some great audio clips on that as well. Tom Mullen talks about the origin of America, and we'll wrap it up with who knows what by the time we get there. This is the place for health, freedom, and liberty in media. RobertScottBell.com. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's rock it. Don't be paranoid. We're coming right back.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's back from his southern ski trip, and it's time for the Healing Revolution. Dr. Frank King joins me now. And, Dr. King, it's Friday the 13th. You didn't walk under a ladder on the way to the studio, did you?
No, two of them, just to dispel some of these myths that we all live by and to get rid of the superstition that exists still way too strong in so-called modern society.
Well, yeah, and also to show how fearless you are in coming on board on Friday the 13th here on the Healing Revolution. Listen, there are a lot of superstitions in modern medicine that go back perhaps centuries of the allopathic thought form, allopathic realm. And believe it or not, there are homeopathic remedies for any of you out there that are superstitious on Friday the 13th or at any other time. We're going to reveal to you something you can do homeopathically as well, in addition to not fearing the influenza virus and rushing to get a flu shot like they're trying to do in New Jersey. Big story, mandating the flu shot for all doctors, nurses, anybody that's in any kind of healthcare center. They want to pump you full of mercury.
Well, you know, the whole injections really came out of the realm of bloodletting. And it's really kind of odd, you know, the whole idea behind bloodletting was to let the evil spirits out of the body and to eliminate, you know, hopefully the cause, you know, behind the diseases that people were suffering.
Well, this is something that, you know, when you look back at the history of medicine, even the use of mercury as a medicine, I mean, you would talk about crazy superstitions, going mad as a hatter. I mean, these are the people that weren't even working with the felt hats and mercury. We're talking about the medical doctors that would actually use mercury as a medicine, much less use it currently as a preservative within vaccines that still exist. With the flu shot, we know 25 micrograms of mercury. I mean, if you want to be superstitious about something, be superstitious about allopathic medicine. Stay away from it if you can.
Yes, we need to like really change our priorities here about what is the superstitions today in medicine, Robert. You know, I'm thinking the flu shots themselves is really quite a superstitious thing to be able to think, okay, this natural occurring flu that cleanses us and gets rid of gunk and improves our health as we, you know, maybe go through a cleansing. This is not a bad thing. We had, trying to take an injection and do that injection as being to cure us of the flu is, to me, is very superstitious.
You think about it, it's really to stop the symptoms of the flu, which really the symptoms are a healthy, as you said, cleansing response to bring about the balance, the healing, the detoxification that is also necessary for vital immune function, digestive function, and all of those good things. So the more you look at modern medicine and their attempts to address illness, the more you see it's more in the form of sorcery and witchcraft based on pharmakia or pharmacy, which they talk about, the origin of that word, actually born out of sorcery.
That's right. It is. And it still is. Mercury purges today. We were poisoning the body. You know, back in the day, we were poisoning the body with these mercury purges. Now what do? Now we're just chemotherapy. Let's poison the body. You know, this, it's very much in the same vein as mercury purges. It's still doing all these superstitions, mm-hmm. but with a new face on it.
Yeah, and if you think here we are, 2012, it's an era of new consciousness, transformation is happening. And in many ways, I agree that it is, and we've referenced a lot of things that are transformational. The fact that homeopathic medicine is now making it out into the mainstream of America, albeit slowly and not as much as herbs and vitamins and supplements, but the fact that it's happening and King Bio can be found in so many places, to me, is evidence of positive, powerful change. Yet at the same time, I referenced in New Jersey, and this was forwarded to me by one of my Facebook friends, the legislature just passed a bill requiring medical professionals to get flu shots. Now, I'm urging, you know, these nurses, et cetera, to gather up together if they have a union of some kind and refuse to go to work until they give you an opt-out. Because we know that those things don't actually prevent the flu. They actually create problems. And the reality is they need to get their hygienic act in order in these hospitals where nosocomial infections are very common, which means infections that are acquired within hospital settings.
Certainly true. It's not a healthy place to go, and in general. And my wife and I both, and our children, rarely ever, you know, we have not gotten the flu. And, maybe every few years or something, maybe one of our children will get the flu and pretty much just feel a little off and go to bed early and get up. And I don't think they've missed a day of school because of the flu, maybe to go skiing.
Yeah, but, something you know, fun like flu. That. Or, you know, hey, Dad, I've got a bellyache. You have a lot of homework. Admit it, son. Come on. Oh, I know that. When we went on our holiday, I mean, the kids just didn't want, oh, no, do we have to go back to school? Come on. And they like school, don't get me wrong, but it's like, oh, because it's a lot more fun to go swimming and doing all those great things. But in terms of preventing or protecting these kids legitimately, a lot of people now also, a little bit of fear that they play out in the mainstream so-called allopathic pharmaceutically conflicted media. There is now a story online, and this is through U.S. News and World Report of all things, 12 infected with new swine flu strain. I mean, this is always the story to say, okay, you think you natural guys have got it? Well, there's a new one now. It's going to rival 1918. Never mind the toxicological impact of an environment that has no, you know, proper sanitation, sewage, nutrition, all of these things that give rise to even microbial and viral infection. It's always about the end virus chasing the symptom as opposed to getting to the root cause.
Spot on, as you always are, Robert. You always surprise me here with your depth and understanding. And boy, I just hope the whole world has the opportunity to listen to you someday.
Well, they are. I mean, in many ways, we've got such a global audience. As Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has been letting us know, it's growing tremendously. He expects by summer we're going to have 500,000 listeners a month. So we are growing worldwide, and it's a big part thanks to you, Dr. King, and King Bio, and we're greatly appreciative of all of that. But when they throw out, like in these media stories, they say, oh, it's the H3N2V. For what? I don't know. Vendetta? they're going to throw it, and they're going to frighten us. But yeah. The reality is homeopathy, and you have, of course, my favorite flu formula of all time because it's a multi-strain. It covers them all. You've got the ability to bring calmness, you know, and reduce and eliminate the fear for people because they have an option once they say, oh, my gosh, I don't any longer trust the vaccines and these drugs, but do I have another option? Yes, you do. And it actually says flu right on the label.
Yes, we use the F word. So, Robert, it goes way back, even back in the before, you know, in the early 19th century, in what is it, 18?
Yes, the Spanish influenza.
The big, the worst pandemic of all was what they consider to be the first flu, and it was really all about people living in such horrid, unsanitary conditions is what brought on all the great epidemics of
history.
1800s and 1900s. And that's where homeopathy really became famous. It really became popular on a global scale because it did so well at addressing the epidemics of the time, and including the flu. There's recorded homeopathic hospitals seeing the same cases where they had a 1% mortality rate. Here in the allopathic hospitals of the same time, they had a 30% mortality rate. It was ridiculous. Homeopathy has, if you look back in, there's a lot of historical books, if you ever care to look at homeopathy during the Great Plagues, and see the success rate, it clearly give you a whole new respect for the power, the safety, and the potential of what homeopathy has to offer us today.
Yeah, and it's a tremendous array of things, too. It's almost overwhelming to people, even though we get to do our healing revolution and try to get it to a basic level so it's not so foreign or strange. And what becomes foreign and strange is what we reference, what is considered conventional, right? That which is conventional is not necessarily conventional wisdom, but it's conventional, I can say on talk radio, conventional stupidity. The thing is, we don't learn from history. Like, if we can only look back and read the books that were not censored about those plagues, where you referenced accurately the fact in the allopathic hospitals, the 30-50% or more mortality rate to these influenzas and others, the typhus, typhoid, and different fever diseases. Yet in the homeopathic and eclectic hospitals, they had mortality rates down almost to zero, as you said. And that alone would be information enough that we could save or salvage the lives of so many people here in the so-called 21st century. Yet for so much of our government, political, and economic construct, they don't tend to look at what would really work, because what would really work would set the people free, and it's low-cost, affordable, and maybe doesn't turn you into a Bill Gates billionaire, but my goodness, people are going to be so much more productive, happy, healthy, and there's so much less fear. So it just begs the question, if people want everybody to be superstitious like this, keep them in ignorance, so a Friday the 13th is every day so that you run to doctors when it's not really necessary.
Yes, yes. And if you want to be fearful of something today, I would be fearful and encourage people to be fearful how they're taking care of themselves, or the lack of them taking care of themselves, and get proactive as far as building their health, because it's those that are very poor health and take very poor care of themselves. Those are the people that have trouble when it comes to these average diseases that we're addressing in life. So that's when the flu can become a bigger problem.
Sure.
It's not your healthy one.
Yeah, and I want to encourage everybody, especially because we have listeners all over. Some are in the big cities, but some are in far-flung rural regions around the planet, or here in the United States and even in Canada. And there is a mind-body appraisal form online at King Bio, and I have it linked up through the notes every Friday at the robertscottbell.com website. And you can actually go through this and do some kind of self-assessment. So if you don't have access to holistic support, at least you've got something, and something very profound and empowering and life-changing in a wonderful way. So it's just a thought form. We've also talked about how we can encourage and support doctors making this leap, but there are not enough doctors to go around to help these people. So I love the fact that you have this online body-mind appraisal form available.
It's all about learning how to begin to build our health. We all ought to be proactive. The more proactive we become, Robert, the more preventative we'll be. And that is really the missing component in today's healthcare system, is our lack of proactive care of our bodies. We're allowing the sorcerers of today, the modern-day doctor, to take total control of our health, and we take total lack of control of our health.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're allowing our health to be usurped by others Mm-hmm. And, you know, the doctor, I'm not saying doctors are bad. Doctors, they pay you, right? That makes them, let's see, who do we pay? Mm-hmm. We pay people that are employed by us. We pay, their doctor is our employee. And we may listen to them as a consultant. And then, but it still comes down to making right choices.
Yes.
In our own lives. We, you know, this is a free country, at least it's supposed to be.
Well, we're working hard to maintain it or regain it, whatever it is here. And as we restore health to the people of America and the people of the world, they're more likely to embrace that freedom and simultaneously that responsibility. And, of course, the good doctors out there love it when patients are aware and are informed. It's just you hear these stories from the medical allopathic doctors that get so annoyed with patients that are actually informed, and they discard their knowledge as if they're not capable of knowing anything about their bodies. And that's an arrogance that I can't stand. And be honest, between you and me, there are homeopaths, I bet, that have that level of arrogance. And I can't, it's sad to say. So it's just a human trait, I suppose. But we're encouraging everybody to be open about these healing processes. And you know, in that way, everybody is lifted up.
Yes. When you think of it spiritually, I'm thinking back of Martin Luther, mm-hmm. and how back in the day when the priests said we could not read scriptures or grow spiritually ourselves, we had to depend on the priest for that. And Martin Luther came around and went, whoa. You know, no, you can download this here directly yourself, you know, in a sense, mm-hmm. modern-day language.
Yes.
And he liberated spirituality, mm-hmm. so that it is a personal growth and walk we have and we're responsible for. And I think that same liberation is what's needed really in the medicine, the control of issues in the medical system today.
Agreed. We're going to do some more of that liberation so that the healing becomes possible as Healing Revolution Friday continues. Oh my gosh, Healing Revolution Friday the 13th. Woo! Well, having a great time with Dr. King as always. We're going to come right back. We're also going to talk, in addition to the flu that we mentioned, we'll reveal that remedy that covers the issue if you are superstitious, in fact. And indeed, going beyond that to a story about deodorants, antiperspirants, and the link to breast cancer. Stay with us. Coming right back after this. Very superstitious.
Writings on the wall. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's onestop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at onestop-health-shop.com. That's onestop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no props. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me
Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of The Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King from King Bio. That's kingbio.com. And their number, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Make sure you say hi from me when you call them. And I always love calling them because they have just such the greatest southern accents up there in Asheville, North Carolina. You know, you got a great group of people answering the phones there, Dr. King.
Well, thank you. We there's some of the salt of the earth people around here, and we just love that.
Andy, yeah, exactly, and getting the remedies that are so easy. We talked about the personal health appraisal forms as well, and going into beyond. Of course, we've talked about the influenza issue and other things today. The Friday the 13th paranoia. I mean, people are going to laugh and going to say, "You said there was a remedy for paranoia." Well, we know we've covered some mind and body and emotional issues that are significantly impacted in a positive fashion with homeopathic medicines, but I guess what better day to reveal a couple of them than Friday the 13th?
You're so spot on, Robert. There's actually two remedies that we have found, and they found, we wonder, why do these remedies work in this mental, emotional realm, in these specific issues that we may be experiencing mentally and emotionally? And what we have found in homeopathy is you can take a concentration of a certain substance, and what this will do is if it could create suspiciousness, mm-hmm. it can create superstitions to manifest, some spooky focus on things that are not part of the reality. And when that happens with these remedies in concentration, then they'll take those same remedies and put them in homeopathic potentization, mm-hmm. and give them to people that are manifesting that pattern of symptoms, and we see that clear up. And then that product gets written up in what we call provings in homeopathy, which are the first double-blind crossover studies ever, and that is the law of similars, or what homeopathy actually means. It's based on this law of similars. So these substances given in dilutions, complex serial dilutions with potentizing process that is quite involved, but we're dealing with minuscule amounts of the substance at the end of mm-hmm. this, and you take this safely and naturally. Babies can take it to grandparents mm-hmm. on multiple medications without side effects or negative drug interactions. So now those substances that cause the superstition mm-hmm. and related symptoms, in concentration, it corrects in homeopathic potentization.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of homeopathy and how we've done the most sophisticated studies repetitively on humans to determine these effects on the mental and emotional realms of our lives.
Yes, and as we reveal these remedies, you are not paranoid if everybody really is after you. And there is, in fact, a remedy called paranoia, is there not, or paranoid?
Yeah, we have a paranoid formula. There's two formulas that commonly show up under the realm of superstition. And people that are led are compulsive about superstition.
Right.
And when that happens, the fears and phobia formula is number one.
Great, yes.
And then the paranoid formula would be a second remedy to consider,
but that
in some
one,
unique cases.
That one's hard to find because it's always in hiding.
And people are afraid to take it.
I know. How do we sell the paranoid formula? Too many good jokes here on Friday the 13th. Well, I'm glad to reveal that. I mean, this is the coolest. I don't think any other show on the planet has revealed remedies for Friday the 13th than we have today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, transitioning from that into a very serious issue about breast cancer, there's another story, and I've got it published in the blog notes today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It says, "Are fears that deodorant causes breast cancer unfounded?" And here's the argument that they're making. This is on WebMD, or I call them Web Moment of Duh. They're saying, well, the reason why it can't be those deodorants and antiperspirants is because those very parabens and things that we detect associated with them, they're in everybody's breasts. Well, explain to me how that means that those things are not contributing to it, because there's bisphenol A, there's all kinds of xenoestrogens, all the things, and we've covered a lot of this that we've got to counteract. associated or correlated or directly in causation, let's say, relationships with breast cancer.
If they're in everybody's breast, that's even more reason to take action on something here. This is not normal to have this in breasts. But when you look at it, Robert, these parabens, we've put them in our environment and we're exposed and very almost impossible to stay away from them, from the plastics that seal the foods that we eat. These plastics have parabens in the actual plastic that leaches. The cosmetics, they're using the creams, and that we just created some topical creams, and we've really been working for years to get this thing free of the carcinogens that's in our creams.
Yes.
And parabens is on the top of that list. So we are exposed to this. If you use any topical creams, read the labels, you'll see 95 or more percent of these creams out there, unless you're really looking for the purest stuff in a health food store, have parabens. And you'll see the paraben in even a bigger word. But look out for the parabens.
Yeah, there are specific environmental toxin formulas, and we've discussed them, but it might be good to just remind everybody of the things we can do to help stimulate the body to excrete or pull those exposures, those that have been exposed for years, like we're finding out. And so much of the fat cells, fat tissue, breast cells, particularly in women, that it's accumulating. We want to get that out, and we want to utilize the homeopathic signals to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a breast inflammations formula that is just wonderful for dealing with even the benign breast tumors. Mm-hmm. Now, on our over-the-counter label, we can't say this is for cancerous breast tissue.
Sure.
But on our RX product, we can. So it's just a matter of what you can say on an OTC label.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to encourage their doctors, if you're concerned about very serious breast issues, your doctor can access these remedies through King Bio, whereas the over-the-counter may not mention exactly what we'd like to be able to tell you about some things that we can use to counteract it, along with better diet and other focal points on detoxification that you may or may not need a doctor to assist you with. But again, there's a whole other level mm-hmm. of interaction with homeopathic medicines that even, as much as we love the freedom to heal, there's still federal regulations limiting some of our discussion there.
Yes, we just had a discussion yesterday with a few of the people in our research department, and we were looking up the Hippocratic Oath. You remember it was all stated around physician first, do no harm.
Right.
And they've changed the oath. That was the original oath, but they realized they couldn't maintain that oath anymore under the present system of medicine. And so and the oath was radically changed to the point where sometimes it is necessary to take lives and blah, 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 blah.
You know?
So it's really quite amazing. But the original Hippocratic Oath was physician first, do no harm. And I think that's something we all need to reinstate, this principle in our lives, even in taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How are we perhaps harming ourselves? And start again looking. Over 80% of diseases by the medical system today state that these could have been prevented. And so what we are all about is really empowering people to start getting proactive and preventive again.
Yes.
And that is the bottom line. I think, hopefully, Robert, why your show will be winning awards all over the media someday.
Well, we just appreciate the good company along the way to get there. I really am grateful. And, of course, if anybody sees a black cat cross their path today on Friday the 13th, grab the Fears and Phobias remedy from King Bio. Everything will be Iremon.
Yes, and those black cats just need as much love as any other cat.
That's right. That's right. Don't pick on them just because they're a little darker. Listen, it's always been great. Always great to have you on board. The Healing Revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week with Dr. Frank King. Special thanks to King Bio. Go kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. Just to remind you, we covered some issues of the flu, the influenza formula related to a lot of flu fears that are coming out. We talked about some of these superstitious issues. That's why we mentioned the paranoia and fear and phobias remedy. And, of course, the breast cancer issue with parabens and other toxins, xenoestrogens. There's breast inflammation, and there are other detox formulas. You can go back and listen to any of our shows together. The archives are there from the whole of last year, and there is information that is worth so much, yet we are able to bring it to you, and you can download it for free. Thanks again to Dr. King and King Bio for making it all possible.
Thank you, Robert, for making it even more possible.
Well, create a wonderful weekend, Dr. King. We've got another hour to go. In the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are any of you old enough to remember the X-Files program on Fox, Mulder and Scully, the X-Files? Well, turns out there's a real-life X-Files going on up in a high school in New York, New York State. Now, that might not be too far afield if you'd think it was in Montauk, if you ever read about the Montauk experiments, but this happens to be in Leroy, New York, where a number of girls have been stricken with a bizarre neurological, as they're defining it, nightmare. They've been afflicted with painful tics similar to those of Tourette's syndrome. And according to the news there, they're saying the cause is not identified, but they've ruled out a bunch of the possibilities. Now, there are certain things that come to my mind when you say teenage girls all coming down with strange neurological abnormalities or symptoms. You might be thinking what I'm thinking here, but you've got to hear, and I've got this linked up at the blog, by the way. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show second hour. Thanks again to Dr. Frank King for the Healing Revolution. We're going to continue with that Healing Revolution this hour. In fact, we're going to go to a little historical Healing Revolution with my good friend Tom Mullen, and he's got a great, great bit of information on the origin of America. Were there any libertarians present? Rick Santorum, and I don't think Newt Gingrich understand really history the way they'd like to think, but that's coming up. Certainly, if we want our little girls to grow up healthily so they can actually study and acknowledge and remember history, much less in their own lives, we got to look out what they're ingesting or what they're being injected with. Tourette's-like outbreak in girls of one school, guess what the only plausible explanation is? The one that they will not acknowledge. We'll get there, but first, you've got to hear the reporting on this story.
Well, imagine for one second that your child started exhibiting some unusual behaviors, and you or your doctors couldn't get to the bottom of what was going on. Good evening, I'm Mary Alice Demler.
Hello, everyone, I'm Scott Levin. Well, that's just what's happening in Genesee County, where parents met to learn more about a mysterious illness that's affecting some students.
Well, tonight, too, on your side, Sarah Hopkins has the latest from Leroy on an ailment with symptoms similar to Tourette's syndrome.
State health officials addressed hundreds of concerned parents and community members here at Leroy Junior Senior High School. But for some of them, the information that officials had to give just wasn't enough.
We do have some answers. We will share as much as we can
without sharing the diagnosis. We can't do that. It's not right. It's a federal issue, but it's not right either.
Hold on a second. Did you hear what he just said? We will share as much as we can, but not the diagnosis. You've got to see this. I've got this linked up at the blog. It's stunning where these officials are saying, we want to share with you, but we can't share the diagnosis. It's a federal issue. Excuse me? You're in a local, it's outside, out of the outskirts of Buffalo somewhere in the you know, upstate New York, and it's a federal issue that six girls in one high school, teenage girls, are showing strange neurological maladies? This is absolutely stunning. I think I need to hear that again.
We do have some answers. We will share as much as we can without sharing the diagnosis. We can't do that. It's not right. It's a federal issue, but it's not right either.
Dr. Greg Young, New York State Health Department. It's a federal issue. It's not right. I mean, this guy is brushing it off. I think he's troubled by what's going on here. And this, do we bring in the CDC? Do we bring in Fox and Mulder? The X-Files? Honestly, this is bizarre. The parents should be going out of the, just ballistic on this. We know what it is. We're not telling you.
Answers leading to more questions in Leroy as state health officials tried to calm the fears of hundreds of parents wondering why 12 high school students, all girls, have developed strange, uncontrollable tics in recent months.
I can assure you that these the children have all been seen by professionals who have come up with an answer, and they're being treated appropriately, and they're actually doing pretty well.
They have come up with an answer, they're being treated appropriately, and they're doing well. Yet, as we'll learn later you can read about it, and we'll see if we can get through it all. The girls are not doing well. They can't even go to school. They can't be in school during the day. And yet, this is something that is acceptable when we have basically said to the authorities, because they're dealing with a professional, right? That should be enough to calm the waters, not if it's my kid. And what about communicability, right? If you're thinking about this, six now, they say 12 girls here, having all out, so sudden outbreak with Tourette's-like illnesses, they're not giving the diagnosis. And that's, how do they know it's not communicable? Well, you know it's not communicable. It's not, you'll hear this.
State health officials and Leroy Superintendent Kim Cox met with a full auditorium after a 3.5-month investigation, announcing they've ruled out environmental factors like carbon monoxide, as well as infections or communicable disease. Illegal drugs were also ruled out.
So if it's not environmental factors, it's not carbon monoxide poisoning, it's not an infection, it's not communicable. These 12 girls were not doing illegal drugs. Could it be that they're on ADHD medicine? Is that it? I mean, could that be the thing? What, 12 girls suddenly with Tourette's-like symptoms? I don't think so.
We got the best minds focused in on this, and we're comfortable with what we've come up with.
We've got the best minds, and we're comfortable. Oh, is it your daughter? No. How is this comforting to you if you're a parent? The best minds are on it. Oh, yes, let me see those minds. Open up that head. Let's see what makes it the best. The best because they're not willing to reveal the truth here, and it's a federal issue, but you're comfortable. We're comfortable. How comforting is it for the parents? How comforting is it for the 12 little girls that are not even being told the truth about what happened to them?
Just what they've come up with, officials can't say. Generally speaking, they cited genetics, head trauma, and drugs for OCD and ADHD as potential causes. Antihistamines are also known to cause tics. Stress and anxiety make them worse.
Okay. Genetics, head trauma, drugs for ADHD, which I mentioned, and OCD, and antihistamines. But 12? 12 in one school? But besides, they're girls. Tourette's affects boys. About 1 in 4 cases even happen in girls. And do you know how rare this is? Tourette's or Tourette's-like symptoms? Exceedingly. Estimates only a half of a percentage point to 2% of the population. Between 1 in 2,000 or 2 in 100 people. It's not common at all. And suddenly you've got 12 teenage girls from the same high school. Are you scratching your head on this? Are you getting a picture of where this might be going?
Well, then what is it?
But those answers weren't enough for Jim DuPont.
Darn straight.
He says his daughter has missed nearly every day of school this past month.
And so now she has to be tutored.
And I worry about her future. She's only 17. She can't even drive now.
DuPont says his daughter is seeing a neurologist, but he hasn't heard a diagnosis.
Why? Now, this is a guy, you know, he's middle, what do you call it, the average American? You take your kid to a doctor. You don't know any better. Is he taking him to someone like Dr. Batar to look at this toxicologically? No. No, this is a very sad thing when I see parents like this and they're thrown about the medical cabin and discarded and laid waste, if you will, by, well, it's a mystery. It's a federal issue. We really can't tell you.
Feel frustrated and helpless because you don't know what you can do, and you're just not getting any answers.
After speaking with all the girls involved, state health officials say they do know one thing for sure, and that's that these girls are absolutely not making their symptoms up.
They're not making their symptoms. Well, thank goodness for that. They're not psychosomatically ill like those with fibromyalgia. You know how many years women particularly suffered with that before the CDC even acknowledged it as a real condition? I told you how exceedingly rare Tourette's is. Even when it does strike, it usually happens in young children aged 3 to 9 years of age, and most improve as they grow older. These girls all stricken in their teens. The symptoms in girls are usually those of OCD, obsessive compulsive behavior, rather than nervous tics, but all of these girls are suffering from tics. Not the tics that bite you, like give you Lyme disease. No, T-I-C-S, tics. Condition not being diagnosed. State Department says it's a mystery. They've ruled out environmental factors. No similarity has been found in terms of medication, like they mentioned ADHD or antihistamines. What are the odds? Let me ask you this. What are the odds of 8 girls, 12 girls, 6 girls, any of them getting Tourette's, afflicted with Tourette's in one school? In one school. Here, this article assumes the greatest estimated odds of a person of either sex being affected is at 2%. The likelihood of 8 children, if we take the number 8, in one location by chance coming down with it, and all within the same school year, would be astronomical. It would take, listen to this, it would take a school of students larger than the world's population for that to happen. Even considering the fact that such occurrences are not evenly distributed, the odds are so extreme that it's reasonable to say it's impossible. And that's not considering the fact that it's only girls who are being afflicted, when typically Tourette's and Tourette's-like symptoms happen primarily in little boys. The official reports cannot find a cause. They claim they can't, but they claim they found a diagnosis, but they can't reveal it. It's a federal issue. What is happening to little girls, teenagers, young teenage girls in high schools all across America right now? What has happened during the tenure of Rick Perry? What did he, by executive order, want to do to all the little girls in Texas? What is it that the Democrats, including Democrat Governor Jerry Brown, did recently in California to remove the need for informed consent, or specifically to remove the need for parental notification in regards to injecting young girls with the vaccine from Merck? That's right, the HPV shot known as Gardasil. Now, I have an inkling that you probably knew where this was going, but how many people have not heard this because they listen to news outlets like we've just played here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where they acknowledge and they say and they admit, we don't know, but they know, the experts, we don't know, but they know, and we're not telling you because it's a federal issue. And then I feel for the dad. You got to see him. I mean, my heart aches for him. I've got a son and a daughter to see that happening to anybody's children. But this is also the danger that should be brought up again and again and again, and which we do here. And in the new media, the media that is not pharmaceutically conflicted, the danger of relying upon government pseudo-experts, experts from Big Pharma licensed by the state that have not your best interest at heart, not the best interest of your children at heart, but the best interest of their bottom line, the best interest of creating disease so that they can profit from it. And while I recognize the minions at the lower ends of Big Pharma may not be minions, but they're just worker bees, may have no idea about this, is it not their responsibility to figure this out? That it's blood money? that it's drug money, that it's vaccine money, and that these children are not to be sacrificed on the altar of the Church of Biological Mysticism. Which is why, you know, we've forgotten our entire history, which was founded upon a mistrust of government, a recognition that the moment we would allow the government to run free of its constitutional limitations, of the chains that we bound it down, or at least our forefathers did. The Declaration of Independence laid it out beautifully. The Constitution tried to limit it, and then we ignored it like there wasn't one. And now our children are suffering. Maybe you have suffered. I certainly have suffered. I've come out of a lot of it. And although I am grateful for my suffering, I simply do not wish that kind of suffering on anyone, adult or child. I care too much about it. I don't know that you can really care too much about it unless it affects your health negatively. But here, the Robert Scott Bell Show is the outlet. It's the purge. It's the detox. It's the cleanse. And then we hope that we can get to these parents that have yet to hear this message. So my plea to you in this year, 2012, is to be vocal. I don't mean obnoxiously vocal. I can be obnoxiously vocal, but to be vocal and share this message, share Natural News, share Natural News Radio, share the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have the answers here. We are not conflicted with toxic drugs and vaccines. And all we are interested in doing is freeing up all of the healers to heal and all of the people that need healing to have access to that healing that is made available by that which created us all. And we go back to the origin of these United States. The federal government did not create itself. The state governments did not create itself. We, the people, created the states. The states then, in combination with we, the people, created the federal government to be a limited entity that is far outgrown, has become a cancer. It has become beyond autoimmune disease. It's both. We can stop it. But we've got to understand what has happened. And that's why we're going to take a quick break here. And we'll be joined by Tom Mullen. We'll talk about some of the things that have happened. Back to the libertarian origins of these United States of America. Right here on the Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are there. Call me with your questions or comments at 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In order to know anything about the present, we've got to know a little bit, just a wee bit about the past. Too bad a lot of politicians don't have a clue about the origins of this American Republic, and they're even running for president sometimes. This is certainly the case in point with Slick Rick Santorum, who says there were basically no libertarians at the dawning of the American Revolution. There's nothing about liberty here. This is about engaging in, let's say, managing and regulating what goes on in your home and your bedroom and everywhere else. And they call him a conservative, small government? Not here anyway. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, and right now I'm being joined by a returning guest, Tom Mullen from TomMullen.net. Tom, welcome back.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on.
Always great to have you on board. You got such brilliant writing about so many things originating in real history that really helps us to understand what's going on today, which I appreciate very much. And, you know, not only write the column, you speaker, you've written a book, A Return to Common Sense, Reawakening Liberty in the Inhabitants of America. I've got it all linked up at the blog today at robertscottbell.com. So tell me about the basis. We'll get into also what's going on in with the primary that just happened in New Hampshire a few days back. Earth to Rick Santorum, libertarians founded the United States. You think that he would have known that?
Well, you know, Rick Santorum doesn't just say his actual statement was that no radically individualist society has ever succeeded, ever. I mean, he's taking in all of human history. And the fact that, you know, those were the ideas at the birth of the American Republic, you know, it's terribly ironic. But I think he's sincere. And the point I tried to make in the article was that there was a philosophical disagreement at the founding of the Republic. I mean, most people know about Jefferson and Hamilton, but
right.
A lot of people may not know about what philosophies inspired each of them. And this is some of what I get into in my next book, which I'm getting close to finishing. But I thought I really had to prelude it now after he made that statement.
Sure.
Because, you know, the people that were with Jefferson, and of course Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, and that believed that rights were inalienable, they went back to mostly to John Locke, because he was the Enlightenment era person who had really put this together. And I would make an argument that Locke was the first one in history, even if you go back to Aristotle and read all of his commentaries on politics and Cicero, he was the first one to say that the power, the total power, whether it's divided between the aristocracy or the monarch or quote-unquote the people, you know, for everybody else's system, 100% of it was somewhere in the government. Even in a democracy where the people, the collective, had 100% of it, you know, they still had 100% of the power over the individual. Locke, to me, was the first one that clearly said that the government had almost no power.
Mm-hmm.
That if you didn't commit an aggression against somebody else, you didn't invade their body or their property or their liberty, that you were literally beyond the reach of government. And this was the philosophy that inspired Jefferson. He said it many times. He had pictures of Locke on his wall. He said he was one of the three greatest men who ever lived. So he was firmly in that camp, and so were Samuel Adams and the other, what I would call libertarians, before someone came up with the name.
Right, right. But of course, in a guy like Santorum's mind, and there are a lot of collectivist Catholic Christian people that believe it is, well, if you read scripture, et cetera, you can say, well, we are obligated to do good works and help people. But they somehow lost the concept of one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. In other words, you can't use theft in order to help people. It's not even a Robin Hood kind of thing, because Robin Hood technically stole back the money that was stolen from the people. So it's kind of a mishmash of understanding and history here. But in the context of the American experiment, it wasn't an ideal, or wasn't a revolution of collectivism. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of people going, let's have a commune, let's do socialism. It was individualism. I mean, that was the heart of America.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember that just because you believe that the government shouldn't enforce something, that one human being shouldn't use force against another, that doesn't mean you condone the behavior. You know, mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments say, thou shalt not commit adultery. And that you may very well be punished by God for doing so. But it's a question of, do people have the right to punish each other, use force against each other when no force has been used against them? And, you know, I had another article called Jesus Christ Libertarian, where I pointed out when Jesus was asked to condone stoning a woman who had committed adultery, you know, he said he got her off and let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean he condoned it. That just means he meant we shouldn't stone her over it. That's between right. her and God. So, you know, I think that point goes right by Rick Santorum. You know, and to me, his brand of conservatism reads half of the Gospels. You know, for half of the Gospels, Jesus tells us you're all sinners and you better straighten up. But he skips over the whole part where he tells us we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. He doesn't hear that part. He only hears the part he wants to, because he wants to use, you know, the government power to enforce sure. the law of God. And I don't believe that's in there. I don't believe that's anywhere in Jesus's message.
No, and when we talk about condoning behavior, I mean, this is where they try to pin Ron Paul. Oh, you want to legalize heroin. I mean, it's the furthest thing in his mind to do that. Of course, he also brought up the great point earlier in primary season. It's like, oh, yeah, how many of you out here in South Carolina, if they suddenly legalized heroin, would run out to use it? I mean, it's just nonsense. It's absurd. And of course, as a physician, he talks in terms of these drug issues being more medical issues as well, or emotional otherwise more than criminal. And in that context, you're talking about a libertarian principle. As long as you don't harm me, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, it's not my life to direct your life. And that's, again, a whole different thing. But people that want to have power over others, they kind of look, like you just said, at only half of the picture. And here we have to consider at this point, what kind of country do we want to live in? One where we have a totalitarian regime that regulates every activity, or do we want one where we can freely express ourselves, move about the American cabin, as long as we violate nobody's rights to life, liberty, or property, that which the government is regularly doing to all of us?
Yeah, and you know, with Ron Paul's positions, of course, the media, and you've got a very incestuous relationship with the military-industrial complex, the pharmaceutical-industrial complex,
yes.
and the media-industrial complex, and all those complexes. You've got a small group of people who have a vested interest in opposing him. They're always going to go to the one point of the philosophy that they think will pull at people's heartstrings. And here's, you know, you can see them asking him questions. Well, in your world, you wouldn't have a program for poor children to get health care. And Ron Paul's addressed that. You know, he said, yes, philosophically, the libertarian believes that you should never take money by force from one person to give to another. However, and this is a big however, he said, I'm not going to cut child health care. I even interviewed him myself, and I asked him that, and he said, no, I'm not going to cut child health care, because when you've got a system based on legalized theft like we do, his priorities start with, well, let's take the trillions of dollars we steal from people and give to billionaires. Let's start yeah. there. Let's take the trillions of dollars we take to wage wars against people who never attacked us. Let's get rid of that first. And then let's take a look around and see if there's any poor people left, because this is what's making them poor. And, of course, I shouldn't forget, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve, the thing that steals money from the poorest and gives to the rich. Mm-hmm. And after all that's gone, let's see how many people need a government program, or whether we couldn't take care of them voluntarily through charities like we used to.
Well, and that's the great example of Ron Paul, in that when people came to him and had no a means by which to pay, he would either find a way that they could barter something, or in fact he would give his services away freely. And I acknowledge that as well. I think that is more, if you talk about a Christian theology or ideology, is to give away freely, not to use theft in order to give somebody else's stuff away. To say, okay, that's your obligation to do good. My obligation to do good is to do so voluntarily without the force of a gun, or else how good is the act if it's done initiated by force?
Yeah, and for all these again, I want to separate. I want to make this point because I don't want people listening to get the wrong idea. You know, back in 2009, I went to the CPAC convention, which is like the right wing. paradise, whatever.
Conservative. And this was before Ron Paul won the CPAC straw poll last year and the year before.
Yeah, right. And I went around to all the vendor booths, and there were all these people with what they considered conservative causes. And I asked them all, why do you consider yourself a conservative? And all of the answers were things like free markets, freedom to express my religion, government not interfering with my business, with my life, you know, all those great libertarian ideas. But then when I went and saw the speakers at CPAC, like Dick Cheney and the rest,
yeah,
they weren't saying any of those things. And I guess that's the other point I was making in this article about, you know, Santorum, was there is a huge disconnect between the average American who calls him or herself conservative and the politician or very connected businessman that calls himself conservative. And that second group, the politicians and big business, that conservative philosophy has also been around since the beginning of the Republic. That was Alexander Hamilton and the Federalists. And then the Whigs, who said that the government should subsidize big business and they should have a central bank and that they should build roads and canals. The great thing was they lost for the first 50 years. And I mean, they came in with the first administration under Washington, who was very moderate on these issues. And then, you know, with the election of 1800 and Jefferson's victory, they lost and they continued to lose for decades. And it wasn't until Lincoln came in that this agenda even got back on the table. But that is completely the opposite of what every conservative, every Tea Party goer, when you go to a Tea Party, you never see people carrying signs quoting Alexander Hamilton saying, we think the government should build more bridges. You know, making fun of the bridges to nowhere.
Right.
They're quoting Jefferson. They're saying no bailouts. This is a libertarian idea. I mean, I know we might be talking semantics, but there is a difference in philosophy there. And if you're going to have to come up with a name for the two of them, you know, Jefferson and those people were libertarians.
So Rick Santorum denies the very existence of one of the key founding fathers.
Yeah, and the fact that there's never been a radically individualist society that succeeded. Well, what made America different for the first, you know, 150 years that it existed? Why was it the shining city on the hill, as he calls it? It was because it was radically individualist, and that doesn't mean selfish the way the left would portray it. That means free. That means not dominated by the government. Free. And if you read your de Tocqueville, who visited the American Republic in the 19th century, that's what he talked about, was wherever I go, there's a voluntary association to solve every problem you can think of. The government doesn't have to do anything here. That was his main point. And you know, we've forgotten all about that or never learned about it in public school.
Hopefully we haven't forgotten it as badly as Rick Santorum. When we come back from this break, I'll continue with Tom Mullen from TomMullen.net. Great guy, and of course had him on a number of times over the years, and he's writing some excellent things. I hope you keep up with the site. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. Healing Revolution Friday, we're doing some political, economic, liberty-minded healing today on the air. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking with Tom Mullen about the essence of liberty, the fact that some people that are running for president don't even consider individual liberty to be an important aspect or an aspect at all of the success and wonderment of the American experiment in freedom. In fact, in liberty, not tyranny. Of course, we've slid into tyranny in so many ways, from more recent incarnations of unconstitutional bills becoming law that have no force of law technically, but as long as people think the power is in government, then they are still under the illusion that the Patriot Act somehow took away rights that cannot be taken away any more than the NDAA and this other bill recently talking about expatriating you if you have a bad thought. That's an amazing thing, as we've slid far, far away. Yet some conservatives are not conservative at all unless they alter the definition of conservative to mean more, larger, bigger, badder, tyrannical government. Tom Mullen is here to help us clear up the mess. So what's your prognosis here this election cycle? I mean, it's a stunning thing, and the media is having to acknowledge Ron Paul is making inroads and outreaches in ways that he never did, or they never predicted, never wanted him to do before.
Yeah, it's funny. I read an article today reacting to, and most of the articles were fair, I think, that they have to acknowledge that Ron Paul is his popularity is rising, and he's now number two nationally. So you can't just keep saying he has no chance. But of course, there was an article today that said he had no chance, that basically he peaked because
they said he did that at 10% too.
I'm sorry?
They said that he had peaked at 10% too, and then at 15, and then at 17. Now, 25. That's it. He can't go any higher.
Right. And, you know, I understand that his ideas, I guess they're described as outside of the mainstream of most people in the Republican Party. Now, that's a funny comment, because I think we'd all agree that the mainstream of the Republican Party and the mainstream of the Democratic Party got us to $15 trillion in debt, a depression-level unemployment, six wars, and just about every other calamity you could think of for any society. So you'd think they'd be looking for somebody outside the mainstream. And you know what's disturbing to me is not that some people will not agree with them. Of course, you're never going to get 100% agreement from everybody. But the extent to which a small group of people can come up with a talking point like unelectable or now the new one's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I can hear average people repeating it as if it were true, without even a bit of skepticism that, boy, I mean, I heard this from seven different networks all on the same day. They all seem to come to the same conclusion at the same time. Doesn't that sound fishy to me? I mean, it's like if you went to a used car lot and you took a look at a white a Hyundai, and the salesman says, "No, I want you to look at this red Chevrolet. No, I really want you to. There's no, you don't want to buy that white Hyundai." I mean, wouldn't you start to say, "Boy, this guy really wants me to buy this other car a little too badly. You know, maybe I better look into this. Maybe he's got some interest besides my own at heart." You know, and it just seems like there's no skepticism. I mean, people will just repeat this stuff, and it's unfortunate. And even after all that, he's still able to rise in the polls, and I think he's right when he says it's because freedom is popular.
Yeah, exactly. And really, it's an amazing thing to watch this, but you've referenced and recognized this Pavlovian response, if you will, from the masses that still get their news from the so-called major mainstream outlets. And yes, the talking points go out, the memos go out. It's like they're part of the same hive mind. They use the same language. You're wondering, how do they all end up getting the same memo? I mean, aren't they supposed to be competing? But that's the illusion. It's the monopoly. And there's a marketing or media monopoly, as there is a medical monopoly, a military monopoly, et cetera, even a petrochemical gas monopoly. And what we are doing here, of course, and what you're doing with your blog and your books and things like this is out creating the old media and getting a message that is resonating truth that is, may not appeal to the so-called Pavlovian masses. But then again, we're witnessing a discomfort in those masses to where they're waking up to the tune that one out of every four voters in New Hampshire that were in the, voting in the Republican primary actually acknowledged and recognized and took a step toward liberty.
Yeah, and we should send a big thank you to what I would consider a lot of brave people in both Iowa and New Hampshire, because they had the pressure of having everybody tell them there's no way that you can vote for this man. It's dangerous. It's un-American. He's unelectable. You're going to give Obama the election. All under all of that pressure from all sides, and maybe even from their own family and friends, they still pulled that lever. I think it's a very courageous thing to do, and they freed, you know, the most important. They've achieved their freedom in the most important way. They've freed their minds.
Yes.
And, of course, now it's our job to persuade more people to do so.
Yeah. So what is it you don't like about Ron Paul? Well, he's dangerous. His foreign policy is dangerous. Well, why is it dangerous? They don't go any further, which is evidence there. And what I'm finding, though, is it, given a fair shake and an ability to communicate the real message, those same people that thought it was dangerous look and go and say, wait a second. That's not dangerous. I actually agree with that. And so the ability of the media to manipulate thought still exists, but seemingly their grip is lessening, not because they're squeezing less, but there could be probably because they're squeezing so hard. People are now waking up going, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. And you know what scares me, and you know, this happens on many topics, not just politics, but you know, there's a propensity for all of us to form very deep emotional attachments to some ideas. And of course, you know, I think people would argue that you and I have deep emotional attachments to our ideas too. But in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary, when you still will not let go, and I'll give you an example, like Ron Paul's basic foreign policy with Israel, he gets criticized for that, is that, you know, we shouldn't be sending them money and we shouldn't be getting involved in wars on their behalf. We should support them and let them defend themselves. Now, when their prime minister, not Netanyahu, and I'll never be able to say that name.
But you did well on the second try.
When he came to the U.S. Congress to speak, he basically told the Congress that we defend ourselves. You don't need to send U.S. troops to Israel. We defend ourselves. And so I was in a discussion with some people, you know, saying if Ron Paul's president, Israel will get wiped off the map, something the Iranian president never said either. We can get into that in a minute if you like.
Sure.
And they said, well, where are you getting your information, Tom? So I showed them a clip of the prime minister of Israel saying, we don't need U.S. troops, we defend ourselves. And they still wouldn't accept it.
Yeah.
I mean, I said, well, doesn't this at least give you pause? with automatically saying he's not only wrong but crazy when you've just seen this video evidence, and no, doesn't give him pause at all.
Well, those are the people literally beyond help at this point until they wake up. They're probably on so many FDA-approved medications, nothing's sinking through there. Now, in terms, Tom, of Iran, I covered this on yesterday's program. Ron Paul has been saying, hey, there's no evidence to support the, you know, the statements that Iran is close to or even definitively working on a nuclear weapon or missile. And he's been, you know, laughed at and, you know, made, you know, mocked as well within the Republican field. And at this point, though, we have evidence. Leon Panetta, who's in, you know, the administration, is high up. He knows these things. He actually went on, Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer the other day and acknowledged exactly what Ron Paul is saying. No, they are not working on it. No, it is not close to. No, it doesn't exist. And yet nobody else in the media ever did anything. They breezed right through it as if it never happened. So if you're getting your news from the warmongers or the war propagandists and war profiteers, you can find, of course, pattern back to prior to with the Iraq incursion, invasion, etc. The same language, the same techniques, the same propaganda is being used today for Iran.
Yeah, and, you know, not in addition to that, which I didn't even know about that one, so now you'll have me trying to find that, or you can send me a link. You know, the head of Mossad, I can't remember his name, agreed with the former head of Mossad, by the way.
Yes.
This is the top intelligence chief in the Israeli government, that if Iran gets a nuke, it's not necessarily an existential threat to Iran. That's what he says.
Yeah, think about the common sense of someone who at the highest level of Mossad, like CIA, they understand the psychology of warfare and even terrorism and things like that. And contrary to what they say about Iranians, Ahmadinejad may be a little kooky here and there, but he's not going to be allowed to send a nuclear anything to Israel because Israel could wipe them off the map. And they say, well, they'll wipe it, you know, unless they have a suicide pact, which they do not. The Iranian people are actually very westernized. They love American Americans, except that the government has been hijacked, as evidenced by its willingness to abandon the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to basically incarcerate Americans or assassinate Americans without accusation, without trial by jury, without a right of habeas corpus or anything.
Yeah, and, you know, getting to I'll give a shot at this name, Ahmadinejad. I think that's how it's usually pronounced, at least here in the States.
Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, yeah.
Okay. Wipe Israel off the map. He never said that. That does.
Oops.
The Farsi that he said is correctly translated as the regime in Jerusalem, or the regime occupying Jerusalem, must fade from the pages of time. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And so he never used the word wipe. He never used the word map. He never used the word Israel.
No.
So. You know, this is something that's just not true. And if your listeners will go and Google, did however you say his name ever say wipe Israel off the map, they'll find a million different articles and people who speak Farsi saying, no, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that these people are that want this war and are going to make money off this war, this is what I don't understand. You can't even be a little bit skeptical and say, well, wait a minute, before you go and make another $1 trillion that I have to pay for, let me look into a few of your claims.
Yeah.
And I'm very confident that once most Americans look into a few of their claims, you know, they're going to take a whole different look at this. And, mm-hmm. of course, they may be voting for Ron Paul.
Yeah. You know, Tom, it occurs to me as you were talking about how the Farsi translation was not, you know, wipe them off the map. The very act of saying regime change now, based on the Patriot Act, the NDAA, and this new bill being foisted upon us, could be enough. Let's say somebody says, I would like to see the current regime in power in Washington, D.C. changed, right? That could mean you want Obama out of office. Now, that could be determined to be a terroristic threat, and now they can take away your citizenship, send you to Guantanamo, or send a drone your way. And the terrorists didn't do that. The phony fear of the terrorists that they can't even isolate is what's caused Americans to lose their liberty or their willingness to abandon liberty for a false sense of security. So in the end, as the founders like Jefferson and others have warned us, that it wouldn't be necessarily a foreign power that would overrun us. It would be our own abandonment of the core principles that Rick Santorum doesn't even acknowledge or recognize.
Yeah, and it's funny because even the Constitution, which, you know, I wish we would obey it, but even that was a huge expansion of power for the government, and they really got it through the same way they got the TARP bill through, and it was Hamilton and his crew scaring the life out of everybody that if they didn't pass this, you know, we're going to have wars between the states, we're going to have we're going to be invaded by other nations, and all these terrible things are going to happen. And how did they pass it? They met in secret. They passed it fast. The objections were the same. So even back then, the tactics were the same. This is an old story. And, you know, people are going to have to wake up before it gets too bad, where we have to go through too much pain to realize what's going on.
Well, everything old is new again, and unless you know history, you'll just keep repeating it, and that's the point of what you do, Tom, and as a modern-day historian, and the things you're writing are fantastic. I can't wait to hear about your new book. Of course, the moment it's out, we'll get you back on and talk about it and let everybody know, but you're at tommullen.net, T-O-M-M-U-L-L-E-N.net. I've got all the links up at robertscottbell.com today, and of course, Tom, you do great work. I appreciate you joining us here for some healing revolution, revolutionary healing, I should say, on this Friday.
Always my pleasure, Robert. Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be back to wrap up the show heading into, hopefully, a wonderful weekend. Remember the Sunday show on GCN Communications Network. You'll check that out Sundays 1 to 3 Eastern Time. This is the place for healing on all levels. Stay with me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to remind you, if I forgot to mention also, that Leon Panetta had said that nuclear Iran, nope, it's not there. They don't have a missile. They're not on the verge of getting a nuclear bomb. And yet Hillary Clinton is still warmongering. I've got the link to the YouTube. You can hear it for yourself. And that will be a wonderful addition to the interview just completed with Tom Mullen. To give you some perspective that the warmongers on the left and the right don't want you to know, don't want you to hear, but you're going to hear it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, just got word before the Sunday show coming up in GCN, tomorrow, those of you who are in the South Florida area, we've been invited to be at the Life Extension Foundation's Nutrition Center. Special event there from 10 a.m. To
3 p.m., it looks like, Eastern Time, Saturday the 14th of January. So if you want to come down, Liam Sheff and I will be there, and you can come and meet us in person. We may be even broadcasting and actually recording some interviews for Sunday's show and maybe get some things for next week, including I've heard that Bill Falloon, the head of the Life Extension Foundation, may show up for a special interview. So that's exciting news just coming through the wires as we speak. Hey, lots of great things coming up this year, including the Health Freedom Expo. And I know a lot of you out there have met me over the years at the two events that we do in Long Beach, and that's in March, and in Chicago in June. And so we'll keep you up to date on that and the different topics. If you have a suggested topic you want me to talk about, I am working on my notes for that right now. Let me know at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Put it on the Facebook page. You can sign up and for alerts also at robertscottbell.com. Put it right on the page there as well. We will be keeping abreast of the story in Leroy, New York, of course. I'm in touch with the SaneVax gals. Of course, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is covering it through Natural News. If we have any more updates on Sunday, certainly on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar, et cetera, we'll be covering that. I do have a guest scheduled for next week. We're not sure. Maybe it'll be Tuesday. Panache Desai. We're going to talk more about what's coming up in the new year here in 2012. Do some spiritual healing, some energetic stuff with Panache. I've had him on once before. A great guy, good friend, and that'll all be fascinating to say the least. And of course, we can't ignore the economic healing that is so vital to the lifeblood of well, as we move about the American or international global cabin. We're on this earth, this third rock from the sun, traveling together. We got to figure out how to interact economically with some level of sanity. And, you know, we're in the midst of now European collapse. The French TV channel's now saying that France will be downgraded by Standard & Poor. And Austria is also facing a loss of AAA rating. Downgrade's apparently imminent. Now, this initially will increase the so-called value, the perceived value of the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve Note dollar. So if you see it rising against commodities, buy those commodities. Get some more gold. Get some more silver. Start getting that, because it will only be a matter of time where the flight away from the dollar will occur simply because of the mass inflation of the currency. The $16 trillion, beyond the $15 trillion debt that we now have in the corporate United States of America. So this is something that we didn't do a lot of economic healing this hour or last hour today, but I have to end on that because there are a lot of things happening that are going to give you a false sense of security that we're getting better, right? The economy in America is recovering. Look at the dollar. It's increasing. But it's only because of the disaster that is happening in the Eurozone. So don't be fooled. Be very cautious about what you do. They say cash is king, but if you can convert it into things like that the government doesn't want you to convert it to, stored food, ammunition, right? All the things. Oh, man, they're going to come and get you. But as we talked about yesterday, they can't put everybody in a FEMA camp, right? And they're and armed to the teeth, the American people are like no other nation. And they say, well, you're a violent culture. Well, the whole origin of the Second Amendment was defense of liberty against encroachment by government. We are not facing imminent threat from Islamofascism, terrorism. I'm sorry, it's just not there. And that would be small scale stuff compared to what we are doing or dealing with in regards to the large scale attack on the liberties of all Americans, whether it be the health freedom, the freedom to choose natural medicines for cancer, etc., the freedom to know about these things, the freedom of raw milk, the freedom not to be vaccinated, the freedom not to be detained indefinitely without writ of habeas corpus, without being charged with a crime, without a jury by your peers. This is the kind of stuff that is the great danger to the ending of the republic. Could there be a breakup like the Soviet Union broke up? Well, if the economic crumbling happens, as it may happen, it may be the only way freedom breaks out again. I'm not advocating it. I'm just acknowledging that these things are going to be happening, and we've got to be prepared for it. Is it a doom and gloom scenario? It depends on your perspective. But if you're ready to handle it, you will not only help yourself, but you'll be able to help others if that is in your heart to do. And I believe, as Ron Paul believes, that most people will do the right thing when given the opportunity. Unless, of course, you have been enslaved by the federal government that pretends it can deliver to you, cradle to grave, everything without consequence to anybody else, including the enslavement of yourself. That's an illusion we do not live with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. broadcasting, blasting Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio, and Sundays on GCN, GCNLive.com. Check it all out at RobertScottBell.com. Create a wonderful weekend. Hope to see some of y'all at the Life Extension Foundation Nutrition Center in the Fort Lauderdale area. Looking forward to that. Liam will be there as well. Remember, 866-939-BELL is the number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave me a message, comment, question, whatever you want. We'd love to hear from you. We'll get that on the air as soon as possible. In the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.